You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's always something on these days
always.
That always gets people riled up, and it's always the college football playoff rankings, where we had a little bit of a shakeup, though I'm going to tell you this, I'm not surprised. You're upset. I know
you're
upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm not surprised, but I am upset. I thought there was a chance that maybe they could put us at five, even though Bama does have two losses, and Ohio State is just the one. Because Bama's two losses have been by a combined 4 points to LSU and Tennessee on the road. Ohio State lost at home to Michigan by 20-plus points. I thought maybe just the value of that one loss that Ohio State had, the fact it was so recent, that maybe Bama could get in there at five, but just wasn't meant to be, Nick. So now the big question, we know if USC loses, Ohio State is going to be in. The question, though, is if TCU loses, are they still in, or does Alabama get in?
Georgia's number one, Michigan number two. Those two teams have the first and second best shortest odds to win the national title. USC, you mentioned, is four, TCU three. I should have said it the other way around, but it's fine. I looked at the screen a little bit differently. No big deal. It's only been like 6 weeks since I've actually talked into a microphone. Ohio State's five and Alabama six. I know it's difficult because Alabama has not had a lot of success over the years as a program, and you've struggled to root for a team that doesn't win much. So I know it's difficult to see them with that number six next to their name, but you'll be okay. I think that you will. You will survive. But, you know, it's funny. You look right now at the futures market over at BetMGM. And, I mean, Georgia, obviously the heavy favorite to win the national title at minus 165. Then it's Michigan at plus 275 now. Of course, those odds obviously changed and shortened after they beat Ohio State over the weekend. And then TCU way in there at 10-1, Ohio State 11-1. USC, even though they're in the top four, 11-1 to win the national title right now. But you knew coming into this year that if USC played well, you could argue that they're ahead of schedule. I'm really not surprised that this team is as good as they are just because they brought in so much talent on the free agent. I'm sorry, in the transfer portal. So they improved that roster, and you've got Lincoln Riley. But when you have programs, these storied programs, the successful, glamorous programs like USC, and we've had so many years of them being a team that has underachieved, that has lost, that's just been unwatchable for year after year after year, once they start winning again, it's almost like they get the benefit of the doubt, a little extra boost, right? There's a little bit of a narrative. It's not like the narrative built into like the NBA MVP market, but there is a little bit of a narrative built into this too, where, hey, come on, it'd be good to have USC back in the college football playoff, huh?
Of course. Well, because the Pac-12 has been left off the playoff for so long. And Nick, at the end of the day, like, the college football committee members, they're all humans like us, and USC's a brand school. They attract viewers, they attract dollars and all that good stuff. And they're kind of the brand of the West Coast is Southern Cal. And now that they got Lincoln Riley out there, they have the Heisman Trophy winner in Caleb Williams. I mean, that's an attractive brand. So I think USC, I think they're going to beat Utah and they're going to be in. The Pac-12 is so good at just peeing down their leg and beating each other up, taking each other out of the playoff. But I don't think Caleb Williams is going to let them lose. I think he's that good. And I think USC is going to beat Utah. So because of that, I wouldn't take Bama plus 2,500. I think they're done. Ohio State is where it gets interesting because I think TCU could slip up. I bet against TCU every single week. Though, Nick, those guys cost me so much money. All they do is win. But it's just, it's a little fishy, isn't it, that they're an undefeated team against a three-loss K-State team, and they're only 2.5-point favorites on a neutral site. It's tough to beat a team two times. They were down 18 to Kansas State earlier in the season. The game was in Fort Worth, TCU's home stadium, and K-State had to go to their third quarterback. Their first two got knocked out of the game in the first half. K-State had an 18-point lead with their third string. They just couldn't hold it, and TCU came back to win the game. So K-State has proven that at full strength, they can absolutely go toe-to-toe with TCU and take them out. All the pressure in the world is going to be on TCU in this game. So I think that K-State is very live for the upset. To me, if you're placing a futures bet, the only one to make it on is Ohio State at 11-1.
Yeah.
USC's not beating Georgia.
And, not Alabama, 25-1. Come on, man.
Well, the thing with Alabama that I would do if you're going to make a wager on them, Nick, is USC and Utah play on Friday night. So if USC loses, then you know Ohio State's going to be in, and then you know that Alabama still has a chance if TCU loses. Even though you're not going to get the 25-1 price, you could get like a 20-1 price, which is still really good value. And then at that point, I would take Alabama at 20-1. I would take the TCU money line. That way, if TCU loses, you have your Alabama plus 20-1 ticket in your pocket, and you have that going into a game with Georgia, where on a neutral site field, Georgia's probably favored by like 2.5 against Bama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think I would wait. I would sit and wait on Bama to see what happens in that USC-Utah game, because if USC wins, then there's no path for Bama to get into the playoff. If they lose, then the door opens, depending on what happens with TCU and your Bama tickets live. But right now, at the current moment, I think Ohio State 11-1 would be the current play for me. Michigan's a good team, man, and they beat up Ohio State. But, Nick, we saw that Michigan-Georgia game last year. Like, they're not beating Georgia. You can't out-Georgia Georgia. You can't line up at the line of scrimmage, try and run the ball down their throat like they did to Ohio State. Georgia's just got too many NFL pros. They got too many dudes on that front seven D-line. They're just not going to allow that to happen.
Again, and think about it. They lost a ton of talent to the NFL, and they were ready to go.
Yes.
They had the next wave of talent just there, and they have kept pace with exactly what type of defense they were last year. And it showed, maybe not in the SEC title game, but in the national championship game, that defense ended up making the difference for them. And it's Georgia right now just looks like the best team in the country. And look, Stetson Bennett, we're talking about Heisman odds right now. I don't think Stetson Bennett's going to win. He's still 100-1.
Yeah.
But at that being said, you'll see those odds likely shorten if they continue to win and he continues to play good football. Or if they're, you know, they win the SEC title, that's certainly, you're at least probably going to see him invited to the ceremony, which, by the way, is the most boring ceremony on earth. I don't know why anybody ever watches it.
If
it's awful.
If the Heisman Trophy is from 8 to 9, I just turn on the channel at 8:55. You know,
I don't even watch. I wait for the alert to pop up on my phone. I'll let the alert come in here and tell me who won, and then I'm good. That's it. If I've already got my bets out, so it's not going to change at this point. And I didn't. And it's funny. I had one long shot. Was Bijan Robinson. I really thought this was my one thing with the Heisman Trophy. And you've seen it happen a little bit here, but obviously Caleb Williams is the heavy, heavy favorite to win, and rightfully so. But there were a lot of quarterbacks at the beginning of the season, right? Where, you know, Bryce Young was certainly in that. CJ Stroud was the favorite coming in. And you're going, all these quarterbacks have to have essentially perfect seasons, because one bad game, they're going to lose their Heisman chance. And we've now seen that from everybody but Caleb Williams.
Right, exactly. Caleb Williams has been fantastic. And look, I think if USC does end up playing Georgia in the 1-4 semifinal game, I think USC is going to score some points on him. You look at like Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, right? Obviously, everything that Kirby learned was from Nick. Caleb Williams is the type of quarterback that they would lose to, because he's just such a special player. He's going to be the number one pick in a couple years. Nick, that defense, though, is so bad. They rely on turnovers. If Georgia wanted to just run the ball every single play, USC would not be able to stop it. So the difference in that game is that USC is going to score their points on Georgia, but Georgia's also going to get some stops. I don't know how many stops USC is going to get. Ohio State could be tricky for Georgia, because You look at Georgia, obviously their one loss last year was to Bryce Young and the receivers that Bama had, John Mechie and Jameson Williams. Well, if you're going up against Ohio State, you're going against a pretty good darn quarterback in C.J. Stroud with his receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. We'll see if Jaxon Smith-Njigba plays. But that would be a tough matchup for Georgia, would be Ohio State, and they have a better defense than USC does. So if I'm a Georgia fan, I am absolutely rooting for USC to take care of business because I do not want to see Ohio State and I do not want to see Alabama. And I'm also a Michigan fan. I'm rooting for USC because I want to see TCU in the 2-3 game. Michigan's going to do to TCU what they did to Ohio State. They're just going to line up, smash them in the mouth, run the football, shoot clock. They're going to limit that offense. So I said not to take a ticket on Michigan plus 300, but I think if they get the 2-3 matchup with TCU, they're going to the title game, and then you can hedge off the plus 300. The problem is, obviously, they're going to be underdogs to Georgia probably, and, you know, probably going to be like 6.5 or something like that, and Georgia's money line is going to be like a minus 225, so you can hedge, but it won't be the best of odds.
All right, if I had to have you set odds right now, we're just going to make them up. When it's all said and done, the final rankings come out, Alabama is in that top four. What would they be? This is your moment. This is your team. This is your school.
What would the odds be that they make it?
Yes. You're just setting random odds.
Yeah.
I want you to just, because I want to see how much your heart is in this and how much your head is in this.
I would say, 10-1 odds. 10-1. That's what I'd say.
You can't count them out because it is still Alabama. I mean, we were doing that last year, right? And then they go and they beat Georgia in the SEC title game. I thought they were going to win the national championship again, but then, you know, we know what happened against Georgia. But when you have Nick Saban, when you have that talent, you just, even seeing them sitting at 6 right now, I go, okay, but doesn't mean they could easily leapfrog TCU and Ohio State.
Maybe they could. Nick, here's another interesting part of this too. If TCU and USC both lose, do you realize that the potential semifinal matchups could be Georgia, Alabama, and Michigan and Ohio State? Think about that.
That would be great.
That's the one thing that's in favor of Alabama if TCU and USC loses, is the college football playoff can look at themselves and say, think about how many ratings, how many dollars we can get from a Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State semifinal.
All I want is this. Good games for a change there. Obviously, I want my bets to hit, but I want also actually watchable games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.